It's HPR, All Things Considered, Dave Lawrence, and thanking you for all you do for us, taking a moment now. And so we're sharing highlights, some of the many great guests that your support made possible in 2025, like when one of the biggest rock bands in the world joined us this year, Tool and guitarist Adam Jones. A month here in the islands, that's a whole bunch of time. What's your favorite experience of a month here?
Well, That's a loaded question. You know, just coming with my family and, you know, doing nothing is my favorite thing to do. Just sit, just be with my family is my all-time favorite thing. But we did get to go to the Alani Disney. The kids love the water park there and the beach. And then Jason Momoa, who I saw in
Birmingham,
I heard he was having an opening. So I kind of, you know, weaseled my way in and he got us two tickets to come see his opening of his series, Chief of War. It was a hotel about three hotels down from the Alani. It was outside and it had this huge screen and they had about 3,000 people and they had a red carpet.
Nice.
And then the food was amazing and they had like live music and then they had this like ceremony and prayers before the thing started. And then they showed the first two episodes and it was great.
Wow. That's cool, though, that you had that kind of experience over there with Jason while you were here, and he's sort of like a tie-in to that big show, which I did want to talk about. Back to the beginning, final performance of Ozzy solo and with Black Sabbath, host of bands clearly influenced by the sounds that Sabbath pioneered, and you're on that bill. Let's take that back to yourself. How does that fit into your life? You have a band that is so influenced by the sound that they invented.
Well, it's Tony Iommi is just a huge influence because not only, you know, is just an amazing player, but his playing was obtainable. You know, it's not like Eddie Van Halen where you go, oh, I'm not even going to try. That guy is just, you know, this crazy wizard. So to have that as an inspiration, to me, an obvious inspiration in at least my playing. And then doing the show is just such an honor out of all the bands, you know, we got asked. Sharon and Ozzy and their family have been incredibly supportive to our band.
Is there an endearing story?
There's many.
Please share it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stories and good memories, real positive. But the one that I really like that stands out was we were playing Donington. They told us, oh, the Osbournes would like to have you guys for dinner. And we're like, wow, that'd be cool. So we sat down and we were in this huge room in this castle and had dinner. It was like a hotel, so there's people, you know, serving dinner, but the only ones there. It was really fun, really inspiring, kind of like watching their show. Sharon, Ozzy, and Jack. And it was funny because Ozzy was sober, but he kept sneaking downstairs to the hotel bar and, like, you know, sneaking a drink and coming back, you know. And Sharon had that stomach surgery.
Oh, wow.
So she wasn't supposed to eat certain things, and she was eating French fries and stuff that makes your stomach expand, and after surgery, you're not supposed to have that stuff. So she kept taking trips and coming back going, yeah, I just threw up my meal. I'm really sorry.
Oh.
But it was with laughter, and they were very open, and
sure.
And Jack's great. I love him. I've seen him grow up, and he's been a huge supporter of our band and a really good guy. So, yeah, that dinner just... a core memory.
Of course. I mean, man, that's a great story.
Oh, good.
With Tool and guitarist Adam Jones, a 2025 guest highlight, I'm Dave Lawrence letting you know how grateful we are for you supporting Hawaii Public Radio.